So I think for many of us, the Rav's absence from our lives is continually felt. And I'd say we struggle, try to fill a means, a way to try to fill a void that's gargantuan in many ways. And it's hard. It's very hard to do that. I was saying to someone that there are tremendous gedolei Torah throughout history, and each one is unique. But from my perspective, I don't know that will ever be anyone like anyone who it's in my lifetime, certainly. The unique blend of so many aspects of godless, at the same time his anivus and his bond with a person on a very personal level. So it's a loss, and it's hard to understand how do you move on from that. So I'm just going to share with you a piece from the Ali Shor. Volbe brings down, it's a piece, he talks about Misa and different aspects of it. I'm going to skip around a little bit. But he brings down a letter that an Admor wrote to his children way before he was Nifter. But he felt that there was a message he wanted to convey to his children in the eventuality, when it would happen, that he wouldn't be there any longer. Obviously an Admor, someone who also was a tremendous figure in their lives, in the family's life, in his Hasidim's life. So he felt he anticipated the difficulty, and he wrote them a letter. And when I learned the piece, it helped me. So perhaps it'll help those who need it as well. I'm gonna skip around a little bit. So he writes, "Lechidas haChayim, hi amuna b'chay olamim." The key in life is the amuna. Chai Olam, eternal life. Koachius Elokai Mechayes Kol Olam. Kol Esav Esav. So Kol Echad Yesh Malach Koach Ruchani Hamakei Lamer Lo Gadel. Everything is Ruchnius. The Kol Adam Koachius Hu Ikar HaKol. The Ikar Adam Rucho V'Nafsh. So the Ikar of a person, he tells him a very fundamental lesson. What is your Ikar? What? Who are you? You are Ruchni. And he continues and he says, Ein lanu lehavin inyan hamisa, ki im ha'tek me'ir le'ir v'lo yoser. It's going from one city to another. V'zoi ha'emes ha'miti shalom meis chas v'shalom avicha, zichron l'vracha, ki im chai hu ve'ein zo sra ke'tek makom. You only move from one place to another. Says, actually, a person is nifter, there's nothing separating him from his loved ones, his talmidim. He's, whatever physical barriers there were, geographic, temporal, those no longer exist. Kainhu, Emuna and Yodas Mimisa. Emuna is not, doesn't know from Misa. Zeo Emes, Haniftar Chai, who he is alive. Who Yodea Omargish et Akol, the Karov, who the Karovav Tamid is constantly with and close to his relatives and those who are close to him. Awa Gambaze, Term Timatsu, Nochem, Mitzar HaPrega. It's difficult when the person leaves. It's just hard, but there's an nechama there. Hello, yeladim regilim miros aviim. They see him all the time. Lishmoa atzei so. They hear his advice. The kabel is raso. They get his help. V'gam banim she'enam smuchim od al shulchan aviim. Even those that are out of the house already. Nishanim alav mitchaskim biyedam shehu nimtzayadam. But they get chizuk all the time. They know that he's there for them. Who can fill that void now? My beloved children, please know. If you truly love me when I was still among you, it wasn't a meaningless connection. If that's the case, and it was a real deep love, you will always see me before your eyes. You will always know what I'm saying to you and advising you. Yosef Atzad, the Targum, is a great example. Yaakov was not with him. When he had to overcome the Sinai, he was there with him in that place, right in front of his eyes. Because your father, me, and you, and everyone else, the ikar of your existence is your neshama and your ruchness. And that will never leave. And it's still in existence. It's still there. This I give over to you. At any age, young to old, will be proudly so, and specifically to those who are orphans. Achmar Litzlan, who's that? Litchazek ad ma'od be'emuna. Largish mamash v'ashkaso yisborach. V'keitachu yisborach manhig u'madrich eschem kol yom u'mamsi l'kulchem kol tzarchechem v'guf v'ruach v'chunan tzadechem v'lo yachsar lechem me'uma im'ach tiyu chazakim ma'od be'emuna. The key to filling that void, to living a full life, is your emuna, and knowing that it's the Eibishter who will always take care of you. The rakachai be'emuna zu yachol gam mitmachem, and the only real comfort a person can have is from this emuna. The adam minachem kasher hu zocheh shuvu tomech magazik otol b'madreso b'vali pol chashon b'rucho b'od yaleh ma'aleh ma'aleh. A person can go even higher. There's a void in his life, but if he manages to be mitchazek at that time in particular, he can go even higher and achieve greater heights. What share atom is that like Yitzhak Avinu al Vashon, this week's parsha. It's past week's parsha. By Ve Yitzhak al Lasarim, the Kakas Rivka, by Ave Avi Nachem Yitzhak Achreim Imam. Rashi tells us, what was the Nachamma for him? By Ve Olav, the Hare, he Sara Imo. She literally was there. Sarimo was there. Kiloma, Nasis Dugma Sarimo. She calls Mash, the Sar Kemes, I am there. Dolek, there Shabbos, there Shabbos. When Sarah remained with Nifteres, it was not with Rivka. Return came, it returned. It was a continuation of the Kedusha, of the Ruchnius that his mother had brought to his life, and was now continuing. And that was his Nechama. The last thing he said, come close to one another. Cast away the yeush and the sadness from your hearts. You have rechem rak shlemim b'muna the ovei Torah v'lomdeha v'tiyu tamid b'chinat bo l'tahir. So when I learned this in the Ali Shur, I thought of the Rav Zitzal. And knowing what the Rav Zitzal would tell us, when we face a matzav of perhaps Yeyush, Atzvus, he would say the same exact words. Tamim, know that everything is from Hashem. He will never abandon you. He will always be with you. And I tried that. I put into my kishkes, but at the same time, I still miss the Rav. I miss the Rav. But what I do to try to help myself is I keep the Rav with me in a number of ways. When I say Altira, I think of the Rav. When I walk back from shul after learning and keep my, don't put my phone on, instead I talk to Hashem for the 5 minutes. The Rav told me I should do that. Chapa Rai with the bonus of him. When I say Kriya Shema, I say Aretz. I think of the Rav Zitzal. So many things. When I play with my grandson, Gavriel Chaim, who bears Rav's name, I think of the Rav. Rosh Chodesh is coming up. And the Rav Zitzal advised us all. Learn the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim. It'll change your life. Even in Mivtza, if you do it for a certain amount of time, we'll give you a free. Mine was actually inscribed. You do that, and it changes your life. It changes your life. And the Rav is constantly with you. You get the safer about the Rav, and you learn it. You learn it. It's not just reading, you learn it. You try to embody, you try to see what a Adam, a human being. People sometimes say about, another Gadol, he was a Malach. I don't like that. He wasn't a Malach. He was an Adam. He was a person who lived like a Malach. He was a person who lived like a Malach. And he showed us all you can do it. If you just give it your all and you have a moon and bitachon. And for me personally, the best way that literally every single day I'm with the Rav and he's with me, I learn this. Every day after Shacharis, it literally takes 30 seconds. If you want to delve a little more, maybe 45 or a minute. And my bookmark is a picture of the Rav. So I see the Rav, and I learn his words, and he literally speaks to me. So for those of us who miss the Rav and need the Rav, he is with us. Just like the Admor said, he's not away. He will never be. As long as we live, and we live by his words and his inspiration, then there's no Yiddish. We take him everywhere we go. So we are zocha to be Messiah, Shas Mishnayis, Lilash Tosh Rav, Chaim Zev, and Rav Avraham Aaron Levy Tzitzal. Actually, the last limud that I took on, I asked the Rav what I should learn. I learned Mishnayis already. And he said, learn Mishnayis. I said, maybe it's from the Rambam. He said, learn Mishnayis. And learn the Mishnayis. So because that is the foundation of everything. Just learn them and learn them and learn them. I have tremendous fondness for Mishnayis, the Rav Zitzal. So it's very fitting that we're going to make the Siyum Mishnah Shlayis and ask Moshe Bless to please make the Siyum. And it should be Yunus Maso. And we should always think of the Rav and carry all of his lessons and the meaning that he gave to every single one of us forever.
Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'anchil l'kol tzadik v'tzadik shalosh meos basar olamos sheneemar l'anchil o avay yesh v'otzerseyem amalei. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta l'omotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brachol Yisrael el ha-shalom sheneemar Hashem oz l'amo yitain Hashem yivarech esamo v'shalom. Hadron alof shita sidrei mishna v'hadro chalon. Daiton alof shita sidrei mishna v'dato chalon. Lo nis nashem yinoch shita sidrei mishna v'lo sish nashem yinon. Lo ba'alma hadin v'lo ba'alma de'asi. Hadron alof shita sidrei mishna v'hadro chalon. Daiton alof shita sidrei mishna v'dato chalon. Lo nis nashem yinoch shita sidrei mishna v'lo sish nashem yinon. Lo ba'alma hadin v'lo ba'alma de'asi. Hadron alof shita sidrei mishna v'hadro chalon. Daiton alach shita sidrei mishna v'daita chalon. Lo nisnashem yinach shita sidrei mishna v'lo sisnashem yinan. Lo ba'alma adin v'lo ba'alma de'asei. Harevna Adonai Eloheinu es dibrei Torah Eschav efinu v'fiyosam chav beis Yisrael v'niyeh kulanu anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzeiam chav beis Yisrael kulanu yodei shemecha v'lamdei sarasecha lishma me'oivai techakmeni mitzvosecha ki l'olam hili yihi libi tamim b'chukecha lema'an lo evosh. L'olam lo eshkach pekudecha kibam chisani Baruch Ata Adonai, Lamdeni Chukecha, Amen, 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 Selah Vaed. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ומיושבי קרונוס, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רוצים והם רוצים, אנו רוצים לחיי עולם הבא, והם רוצים לבאר שחס, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחס, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו עמם, ואני אבטח בך. יוצאו מפנחו, אדוני אלוהי, כשם שעזרתי לסיים שישה סדרי משנה, כן תעזרני לעשות סדר מספר מחר ומוסיימם, ללמוד ללמד, לשמר ולעשות ומקיים את כל דברי סלמוד תורסך ביעבה. וזכוס כל התנאים ותלמידי חכמים הנזכרים בשישה סדרי המשנה, תמוד לי ולזרי, שלא תמוש התורה מפי ומפי זרי, וזר זרי עד עולם. ויקוים בי, ויסלחך, תנחה אוסך, ושחמך תשמר עליך, והקיצוסה היא תשיחך. כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנוס חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה, עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך עצמו בשלום.
ופור קנאמי קדמה בואי נבישמאי אברה ומרו אמן. יאי שלום רבה בישמאי, וחיים תאים מלאי נמלכו ישראל ומרו אמן. ויישא שלוי ברמו ויישא שלוי מלאי נמלכו ישראל ומרו אמן.
It's just the world and the Kehila Kedosha, thank you very much for this evening. It's a big schus for us to be able to come back here and continue the kesher that we built up with the community and to hopefully share a few words of about the Rav Yechayim Levracha. And it's not a time exactly for Hesped, but it's definitely an idea to try to think about a certain mita of his and what we can learn from together in remembering him. Now, these weeks, we're learning now about Avraham Avinu. And in general, Avraham Avinu is the epitome of what a father is supposed to be. We find in Chazal, Mishnah Ovah says, Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. And we see in the Mefarshim that even though the previous Mishnah, his name was not mentioned as Avraham Avinu, but once he did the Asar Nisyonis, that was when he got the name Avraham Avinu. That means that Hashem felt that the Nisyonis, Avraham Avinu, who was really? Avraham Avinu was what he was as a person, but in order for him to become the In order for him to be chosen as the Avinu of Klal Yisrael, he had to, Hashem felt that he was testing him out to feel if he's the right one, not just to be who he was as the person who he found at Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to be able to build the Am Hashem and Am HaNivchar through passing these Nisyonos, and eventually, as Chazal says, the Pasuk says in last week's Parasha, that Hashem felt that he was the right one to continue on to the generations. The point of picking Avraham Avinu, as we all know, that what we are, Am Yisrael B'Iker, is B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's who we are. We're the children that were chosen to continue to be Am Hashem through Avraham Avinu. In addition to that, we find that Avraham Avinu was mashpia on others more than the other tzaddikim of his dar. Throughout the Torah, the first 20 daras from Adam to Avram, there were other people that were tzaddikim and were makir Hashem, though not many. But Avraham Avinu was the one that was mashpia. Even Noach, who tried all those years when he was building the teva, he wasn't matzliach. No one entered the teva besides for his family after all those 120 years of building the teva. It means that Avraham Avinu had a certain connection and a certain feeling for Amunah that he was able to give it over and to change people's lives and to let people realize what it's really all about. So we know the Rav felt the guide for life in Chavis Alvavis. So the Chavis Alvavis, we find after Amunah, so is Shara Bechina, which Avraham Avinu specialized in, the Midah of Shara Bechina, realizing all the chasadim that Hashem did, and building from the chasadim how to live life with the recognition that it's Hashem who's just full of chesed and does chesed for us. And after the Shara Bechina is Shara Bechina Salakim, which the Rav always spoke about. What we have to do in this world is Avodas Hashem is, as Chavis Alavis builds it up specifically, but in general, Avodas Hashem is to really build a connection, a personal relationship with what he said with Hashem. I mean, it's not just you don't do mitzvahs because that's the rule, but it's much deeper than that. You actually build a real connection, a personal relationship with Hashem. And that's how to go about your Avodas Hashem. The feeling of there's someone there for you, there's someone to talk to. Avraham Avinu built that up with people by having that deep emunah, and then he did the Hashmasas Arachim, and he would show people physically, you know, he just ate food, where do you think it came from? It built up a real life relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that allowed it to build into real living life. And that's what we find Avraham Avinu was masakring tefillah. Davening, that's what davening is. Davening is you talking to Hashem as a real life relationship. It's not just, you know, you believe, so you have to do. But you're constantly in touch with Hashem's running the world and how Hashem actually is doing everything for you. And you have that connection and it allows you to live life that way. It's a real personal feeling that you have, that you're in touch with Hashem. And we know the Rav, that's how he lived his life. He always spoke about it at home, in the shul. You know, the mitzvah that he did was very clear. He lived it, he felt it. People wrote and said, you know, watching the Rav in action, he gave the excitement, the feeling of this is real. And this is what this is how I'm living my life. And I'm doing this because this is what life's all about. It's not just a rule book that we have to follow. And he lived that way in everything he did. And he spoke about it. And people really felt it. And that's like Avraham Avinu. When you feel something and you really, really live it, then it really rubs off on people because you see this is the way life is. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And then we find another thing about the Nisyanis. We find some of the hardships was Shalei Hirar Achar, we find in the Chazal, which means that Avraham Avinu, after building this relationship, he got to the real Hakara of who Hashem is. That he was able to really rely on Hashem for everything that Hashem does. Hashem did things that are hard for him. You know, he made a rav, he sent him around the world running, he sent him to one place, another places, he took Sarah away. Most of the Nisyonis had this focus of making things ke'ilu, look hard, and what's going on. But Avraham Avinu never challenged, I think there are even some of Farshim that count buying Maras Machpelah as one of the Nisyonis. They didn't say a word about, you gave me Eretz Yisrael, now I'm spending so much money on it. Anything that had to do with second guessing, wait, what's going on? Why is this happening? That comes from a real reliance that you know that it's coming from the HaKol Yachol and everything's the Toiv and that there's nothing to worry about. And if you really live that way, so you go on to relying on Hashem and living your life, relying on that, and everything is good because whatever Hashem does is definitely the best for us. And so too, we know the Rav, no need to be ma'arich on this point, just to bring it up again, how he brought a bitachon into our lives and you focus and stress the word of reliance, and the bitachon is to rely on Hashem, and there's nothing to worry about. Things look hard, things look difficult. One day, the next day, you see it's better, and everything that you're relying on Hashem. That's how you live your life, and that's how you'll have a happy life, because that's, as the Chavos HaLevavos explains, the true happiness in life is when you're really relying, and you know there's what to rely on. Hashlecha l'Hashem yohavcha, and everything will be good. And of course, in the shul, he brought that in every day, the dealing with the shul in general, with the shiurim and people. I think it was very clear that when he dealt with people, even privately, he always brought that up as a real thing. It's not like it's a thing to believe in when you're learning Musar Seder or when you're getting the drasha. But when people came to him with hardships, he actually, he drilled it in that it's a real thing, and that's how you're going to get through life. And the last nisayon, one more in the Kuda, we find in the Akedah. And I think the Akedah is a specific, an extra point, and that the Akedah was, Hashem was seeing in Avraham Avinu one more point. It's not enough to just have that relationship and live with Hashem, but how much are you mevatel yourselves? You know, Avraham Avinu was epitomized the need of chesed, and everything he did was chesed and good. And then Hashem is telling him, so-called, to do something the opposite of chesed. And what Hashem maybe was trying to see in here was, how much are you doing it as who you are? And the Rebbe always constantly stressed, we do chasadim not because we're nice people. We're nice when we're supposed to be nice, but if you do chesed just because you're a nice guy, then you're like a guy. There are a lot of nice guys out there too. We do chesed because mahu racham v'atar racham, ahu chanun v'atar chanun. We do things because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And if Hashem wants us to be tough, Hashem wants us to be so-called not nice to someone, for whatever reason, then that's what you have to do. And that's what we saw at Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. And that was something the Rav lived with, especially dealing with people. The Rav, even sometimes the same person, sometimes he gave him the nice, good feeling, and sometimes he demanded and was tough and said, why are you not doing more? And I think even in his own life also, as Dayanos and all the Tkufas that he did things, he constantly juggled both of these feelings. He was a very feeling person, a lot of emotion, felt bad, helped people, and joined them in their emotions, not just in doing things for them. But at the same time, when he had to demand, he had to be tough, he was tough for them. I don't think there's anyone in the world that is not makir at this point. And even if he was tough on them, I don't think anyone ever had kindness that is coming from a personal, he has an agenda against me. Everyone was very clear on him. Even the person that was so-called hurt by the toughness knew very clearly that it was coming from MS, because he felt this is the truth, and whether they liked it or not, but they knew that it's not coming from something personal, that he has a personal agenda. And this is the same, this is the point that Hashem was building up in Avraham Avinu as the avos of the Ummah, that this is how to live life. When you have these things, then Hashem chose Avraham Avinu. And with that, we should take these lessons and live it more. And that way we'll remember the Rav Zichrono Livracha and live life properly.
No. I go on when you left home for the rubber to grow.
The truth in all the Asra, Choshe Mishpoche, I think I would say the Choshe Mishpoche, I mean everybody sitting here. I was told not to say a hesped, to say a shir. So I'm going to say a shir. And even so, I think the ideas in the shir are very matin to Rav Zeichel Tzadik Livracha. And I think everybody in his own interaction with the Rav could learn for himself. It's very interesting that Rav Zvi mentioned before the idea that the Rav used to say that to learn the first parak of Mesillas Yesharim. I didn't even know that, but Amaisa, in the introduction to the Mesillas Yesharim, he really bases the Mesilas Yesharim on the Pesach. We know that he bases it on the Gemara of the different levels of the Zahira's reasons, etc. But he also bases it that Vato Yisrael Ma Hashem Elikecha Shoel Me'imov Kim Le'yires Hashem Elikecha Le'lechaz V'chol Drochov La'av Lo'isei La'vayis Hashem Elikecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha. At basic, what Hashem wants from us, we have the Torah and the mitzvahs, but the general idea that Hashem wants from us is these nakudas of Yira and Ava, going to the midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, being over Hashem with our full heart. And that needs a lot of time and paying attention to how we could build that up within our Vodas Hashem, not just doing the mitzvahs because these acts that we have to do, but developing that relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So today I want to speak about one of those four things, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So you do have that the dag of Avas Hashem is considered the highest dag. It could be Oyvid Hashem, Yira, Oyvid Hashem, Ava. Not going to be married with that, but we know that Ava is a higher level than Yira. Even so, when we say the Baruch of Ava, Rabba, before Kriyas Shema every day, we say Yachid v'Yachid levavenu le'Ava le'Yira Hashemecho. So the order is a little bit interesting, and the Torah B'met says le'Yira le'Ava, but here we say le'Ava le'Yira. It says Ava before Yira. It seems to say in some way that Yira is a higher level than Ava. First Ava, and then Yira. L'Maisa, also we had last week's parsha about the Akeda, because Bohu says, Ato, Yodati, Kiyeyeh, Yelikim, Ato. And we know, like was mentioned before, that Avram Avinu's midah was to be Oyel Hashem be'Ava, the Rambam's Ma'arich on that. This whole Mahalach HaChaim was Ava. So he already reached Ava, and now, after the last of the Nisyonis, the highest level he reached, Yirei Yelikim, seemed to be saying also that there's something Yirei Yelikim that's even higher than Ava. So, if I don't get to answer this by the end of the shiur, remind me. Because Benson was speaking on Ava. Yeah. So let's just think, try to clarify a little bit more. What is this mitzvah of Avos Hashem? So we know we have the same famous pasuk, which we say twice a day in Kriya Shema. V'ahav t'Hashem elikecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyedecha v'yu hadvar me'ilah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha. That's basically the source of mitzvahs Avos Hashem. So the Sifri over there, which is the source of many of the halachas, connects them to the psukim, brings out three different ideas. What is the actuality of this Ava? So at first it says, Avos Hashem lekecho, asei mi Ava. There's a difference between Oyvid Hashem, mi Ava, mi Yira. If he does, mi Yira. So he's just afraid of a person. So it's a avatli bedover. He's afraid of him. But if he could get away from him and it's not comfortable for him, he runs away from it. Someone who does me ava, the kesher is intrinsic. It's not totally in anything, any fear or anything else. It's come between the deep closest between the two of them. The Smag Remet, when he brings the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, he brings this point. He says it even sharper. He says, the person's oivet Hashem yireh, he's afraid of an oynesh, or he wants to get sechar. So deep down, he's being oivet himself, because his whole avodah is that he should get something out of it, or he shouldn't suffer something from it. But if he's doing the ava, without a cheshben, without a cheshben of the reward or punishment we'll get, just because he feels close to Hashem, he wants to do the ratzon Hashem, then he's bemet being oivet Hashem. The Kamavan got avodah is Hashem yireh, is also his avodah. Anyway, that's number one. The Ava is without cheshbonus of Shchar Ba'onesh, it's because of his closeness, his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two that the Sifri brings, that Dovar Acher, Avad Hashem Lekecha, Oyaveyu Al Abriya, it's Ka'avim Avinu. So don't suffice with the fact that you feel so close to Hashem. But as a result of feeling so close to Hashem, you want to share that close relationship with all those around you. Which was Avraham Avinu did. He didn't just suffice with his personal keshev like Kodesh Baruch Hu. He went around every place he could to makarev other people. The third thing that Sifri says there on the second pasuk, it says, everybody asks, how could there be a mitzvah to love? You can miss a do an act, eat a matzah, sit in a sukkah, shake a lulav. But av is something, it's an emotional thing. You can't just command a person suddenly to have emotions. It's not automatic. So the Sifri gives us an answer how to do it. There's specific things we can do that can arouse the emotions of av, to create that relationship of av between us and our Kodesh Bov. How does it do? It says, the second pasuk. That second pasuk is explaining how to get to Ava. Tena dvom eila libcho, shemitoch kach ata makis li shohoyo shohoma voyo oilo medavik betrofa. The person learns the Torah, and the Torah itself, he sees the great values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives him a tremendous desire to have a kesher, a deeper kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, voyo dvom eila dvorech, how do we develop the emotion, the feeling of Ava? By having a deep kesher with the Limud HaTorah, through the Limud HaTorah itself connects us to Hashem in the Mahalach of Ava. So basically, we saw three Nakudas of Ava that the Sifri brings out from the Pasuk of Ava, the Pasuk of doing it not because of Chava Oynish, because of the intimate Kesher, the love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing is, I feel so close to Hashem and so fortunate to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it causes me to try to bring other people into this relationship. Aveyu al Abriyos. And the third thing is the way of creating that feeling of Ava through the Torah. There's one fourth point of Ava that's brought down in Chazal. The famous Gemara, Halacha we know, Hav Hashem Lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Afilu noitel es nafshei. That's a machlokes. Afilu b'tzina. We paskin Ava Hashem. If a person wants you to be oivda b'yizora, and to throw out a Kodesh Bohu from your life, then your av has to be so strong that you're willing to give up your life for it. Life without a Kodesh Bov is not a life. That is the fourth level, which is a chiyuv on every member of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so these are the four points of Ava. Once again, not doing it out of fear, but doing it out of appreciation and closeness to a Kodesh Bov to bring the Ava, spread it to other people, to learn the Torah, to create the Ava, and to be even willing to give up your neshama, your nefesh for Kodesh Baruch. So now I want to go to the Rambam. Try to see in the Rambam how the Rambam put out in his Sefer Halacha, Yod HaChazaka, this Halacha. So Lemaisa, in the Sefer Mado, not in Sefer Ava, he brings the mitzvah of Ava Hashem. So in the Hilchos Yisoid Torah, Perek Beis, he says, Hakel hanechbod v'anoyda hazeh mitzaveh le'avoy le'yiro yisrael. Hashem commanded us to love him and to relate to him with awe. Like it says, v'av Hashem l'kecho. And it also says, Hashem l'kecho tira. Ha'eichu ha'derech la'avosa v'yirosa. How does one get to avosa v'yirosa? So now he brings a new thing that none of the chazals that we mentioned until now brought. But four things from, three from the Sifri, one from the Gemara. The Ram brings a new one. How does one come to Ava and Yira? Bishar Yishai Yisbayin in Adam b'Maisa b'Bruya v'Niflayim. Like we heard before, Shah Bechina. He says it's amazing Bruya that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made, both in size and intricacy. The Yira Mem Chochmosai She'ein Lo Erech. You see the tremendous wisdom of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this beautiful world that he created for us. Miyadu Oyev M'Shabeyach M'Floyim M'Sava Taibik Doyla Leit Hashem HaGodol. He wants to know Hashem even better because he sees that Hashem presented him with this amazing world. So he's talking about the physical world that the person sees. And then he says, after he thinks, whoa, this great HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so much. But he says, look at the tremendous power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Then he's Nirtel HaKadosh. Ava causes a kill for closeness. But it doesn't. When he sees the greatness of Hashem, he doesn't just jump to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like his body. He steps, takes a step back. He says, Hashem loves me so much. Hashem is so great and I'm so little. That's the feeling of Yira. So Betzim over here, the Rambam himself, has an interesting thing. He says it starts with Av and then goes to Yira. But I'm not using this in answer to the question I asked in the beginning. Yeah. Lemaise. So what is the Rambam telling us? Like, he's bothered by the same question that the Sitri was bothered by. How could the term Tzava Ava, how could we have a tzivu to have an emotion of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he says, it's very easy. You just have to open up your eyes. Look at the world around you. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all for you. This amazing universe and our amazing body and everything in the planet Earth and all the food we have. Trillions of things that happen every second of our life. In the intricacies of the world that were created. This is all created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me. And I see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a natural desire to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand him better. Beautiful. That's all he writes in Hilchos when he brings the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that's all he brings. So it's very interesting. He brought from the Chazal four different nekudas of Avas Hashem, three from the Sefri, and one from the Gemara. And when the Rambam brings the mitzvah, he doesn't mention even one of them. So you're going to say, well, I'm not being fair to the Rambam. He does mention these things in other places. So let's look a little bit more where the Rambam does bring other things. So the truth in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he does bring two of those sifris. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I have it here printed. Mitzvah Gimel, he says, it's a mitzvah, la'ava yis'ale, shenizboine v'naskel mitzvoisof u'puloisof. So he says, we should be mitzvoine, pay attention to the mitzvahs of Hashem, and also the actions of Hashem, till we'll be nis'aneg v'asadosoy tachle satanik. We'll have a tremendous pleasure of being able to perceive and understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he does for us. This is Avon Mechuyevis. And then he brings the Lashon of Sifrei that which he said before, through the Torah itself. And then he brings the second thing and say for mitzvahs also that Nikra and Noshim Kulim Labodosra, which is Aveu Alabrias, that our Avatar Kodesh Boch is also to spread that Ava, to spread our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our close HaKadosh Baruch Hu to other people, let them also have a part in it. I'll call part of that to say from mitzvahs, but in the Yonah Chazaka, he doesn't mention these two things in the Sifri. So these are a little harder. Lemaisa, like I said, the Rambam doesn't leave out, in the Yonah Chazaka, once again, when he discusses the basic mitzvahs of Avas Hashem, he says the derech to Avas Hashem is to be mispoin and debriya. That's all he says. The truth is that the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the famous Rambam, over there does talk about that third point, or the second point of Av, or the first point really, the first point in the Sifri, that it says over there that, once again, that the idea of Av, Avodas Hashem mitoch Ava, is he's Avodas Hashem because he feels a kill with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wants to do the emes, and not because it's Rabbeinu. So we met over there in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Not in Hilchos, you say that when he said the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. In Hilchos Tshuva, over there he mentions that a person should say that I'm Oisik Mitoya, Kadesha Kabul, Abrochas, Aksubispo, Ela, Yabdeo Mi'Avo. He says again in Halacha Dav, the same idea. The bottom line he's saying is that there's a darga of Avodas Hashem for Schava Einish, and that's not our goal. Our goal in life is to reach the higher level of Avodas Hashem Mi'Ava. Ha'oyved Mi'Ava. What is the nature of this Avodas Hashem Avodas Mi'Ava? Lo mitnei dolos shev oylam, lo mitnei yosara, lo kidei leivish toiva. He's not because he's afraid of punishment or to get oylam haba. Elo oyze emes of neishu emes v'seifa tova lovi. He does it because this is the emes. And this is a Meilek Deilem Oid, and he says, not even Kol Chochem Zeichela, not every Chochem is Zeiche to this. This is a Meila that Koshbo was Mitzavah, Havdashem Lekecho. Yeah. And he continues with it saying, describing the Ava. And once again, number one is that he's not doing because of Schav Oynish, because this is the Emes, he wants to have a Sheikhis to the Emes of the world, to the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he describes the Avaruya Shevis Hashem, Avigadoyla Yaseira, Azama Oi, Achite Nafshik Shuva, Avsa Shev, and Nimsu Shoki Batomit. Another nature of the Ava is not only that he does it with Ani Cheshvain of the Stav Oinish, but he's constantly thinking about it, involved in it. A person who's really in love, his mind is totally occupied. There's no second in his life that he's not thinking of that Ava. And he says that's basically the dog of Ava that we're commanded to aspire to. That I'm constantly, every act I do in the course of my life is with the behind my mind. Oh, another way to miskav to Kodesh Bohu, another way to lidobek by Kodesh Bohu, like was mentioned before, the first back of Mesilas and Shorin, as he says, the famous Adon Bohi Lomo is to come to Dveikas Hashem. And also this Nusuk, he says, this Adagal Hashem, should be a pleasure. That's Ava, the Tanug, like the Rambam described in Sefer Mitzvahs. I'll call upon him. So, okay. So far, what do we have in the Rambam, the Yorah HaZokah? He mentioned in the Mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he mentioned just how to get to Avas Hashem by pondering the great Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of his Teshuva, he described this concept of Avod Hashem Me'ava, which entails basically two things. He's not doing it just because he's going to gain something to lose from it, but because he has his deep Ava, Keshur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is constant. And that Ava and Kilva and Tainuk that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the thing that's leading everything he does in his life. So once again, it needs a still a ha'ara. Okay, the Brahman didn't leave out that chelik of the Sifri, but why didn't he bring it in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? Why did he wait to the end of the Hilchos Teshuva to say the full story of Avas Hashem? There's another interesting thing. We know that Brahman has Yud Dalet Chalokim, Yod HaChazokim. So the first one's called Mada, and the second one's called Ava. So we expect the mitzvah of Avas Hashem to be written in Ava. It's not so. The Mrs. Avas Hashem is written in Sefer Mada, and then he has a whole Sefer of Ava. So it seems to be that if he's calling the second Sefer Ava, there's something about all those mitzvahs written in Sefer Ava that has something more to do than with Avas Hashem than all the other mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs mentioned over there? The brachas, tefila, kriyashma, mila, tefila, tefillin. So we have to understand what was special about those mitzvahs that they go into the Sefer of Ava and also Mamadashach. If the second Sefer is Ava, so put the mitzvah and all the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and all those mitzvahs together in Sefer Ava. And if they're all shy to the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem, so put them all in Mada. So why is it split up into two halves? Yeah, there's another interesting order. The Rambam, not everybody notices this. Somebody once pointed out to me, in the head of every Sefer things are possible. So in the front of the Sefer Ava, it was a pasuk that says this: "More hafti so yosecha kol hayom yisichosi." More hafti so yosecha kol hayom yisichosi. That's the introduction to Sefer Ava. Now, very interesting. More hafti so yosecha lekar is a mitzvah Talmud Torah, and as we learned before, the end of Chanami has a shayches Ava to Talmud Torah. Get to Ava, but he's using that as introduction of Sefer Ava. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is not an Ava, it's a Mada. So he's using something that's written in Sefer Mada to be the introduction to the Sefer Ava. Yeah. So, Efshe, you can say like this. In the Sefer Mada, when he's describing the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Yemet says a lotion of Eich Yaderech Lavos Yirasa. How does one come to Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem? And he says by pondering the Bria. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, when he brings also Nizboinib and asking his voice of Zois hi ha Ava hamuchuyevis. So it could be like this. there's the bare minimum of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, Ava Mechuyevis, that if you don't do this, then you're basically being mevatel the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. And then there are all kinds of dargas in Avos Hashem, which we all have to aspire to. And the Rambam, in Sefer Mada, when he's talking about the mitzvah, he's talking about the basic mitzvah, that if you don't do this, you're not making the mitzvah. And this is a key point, every single member of Klal Yisrael, nobody could relieve himself from this mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam also says nusach, when he says it is, how do you get to it? If this is something I'm a chuyim to do, it has to be something that every person can get to. It can't be something that you have to be big mama dragon to get to. So he's saying, it's a mitzvah chuyevitz for every member of Klal Yisrael. And the way every person could get to, even the person who wasn't yet on the dog of learning Torah, just open up your eyes to the Briyan and see this amazing world that Kosh Bo created you and the amazing kingdom he gave us to see the world and perceive the world and interact with the world. And that creates the basic feeling of Av that I want to get to know Kosh Bo for more. So the Chayyar, that's what he's saying in the Sefer of Mada, when he's saying the most basic level of mitzvah that every Jew is mechuyev to do, no matter how educated or not educated he doesn't. This is open to everybody. I mean, he didn't start learning Torah. But the Aleph Beis, he has to start off with that, to bring himself to that feeling of appreciation of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the desire to bring himself closer, the tiny good feeling that I'm one of those Briyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created specially to have interaction with him. The Sifri, which it brings in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's also a hemshech of that. It's a hemshech on the basic level, but actually one level up is through the Torah itself, which is also a chiyuv, and it's a derech that each one of us have a shaychus to Torah, and we have to use our kesher with our libra Torah, not just as a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is important itself, but also through the Torah itself, it deepens our appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmas Hashem, the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitoichas ato aveil. It brings a tremendous ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two are part of the mitzvah mechuyevis. That's why in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he also calls this mitzvah mechuyevis. But like I said, in the Yad HaChazaka, he's saying, Mamish knows basic level of it. Through the Bri itself, we can get to that. In Sefer Ava, he's describing another thing. There's basic, the Ava is comprised of two parts. One part of the Ava is the mind frame, the feeling, the emotion of love, connection, and the desire to intensify that kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Betzem Shachta Mada, because Betzem Mada, the whole Sefer Mada is Yedias, Deus, how a person is supposed to relate to things. It's not talking about Mais and Mitzvahs. And then Hanami, like he said, by looking at the world and looking at the Torah, a person gets to that feeling of that Deya, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tainu to be with Hashem and desire to get closer to Hashem. There's another prat which the rabbi mentioned over there in Hilchos Teshuva when he described the way a person is Oyev Hashem. He said, we read it briefly before, that he says, he has Ahav Yisrael Ad Shenafshe Kshuta B'Avos Hashem V'Nimsa Shoygeh B'Tom Ein Daita Pnuya Me'Avos Hashem. He's constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the stage two. Stage number one is I have to be mizboinen into HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Priya, through the Torah, and realize there's what to love over here. I have a desire to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Maisa Ava is to be constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shoygi Batomit, that shows Ava. If a person, a mother that loves her children, she goes on a vacation, even when she's away, the whole time she's thinking about her kids, or any type of relationship with real Ava, it's nonstop. It's Tomit. The Rambam himself, in the beginning of Yod HaChazokah, when he describes why he gave each Sefer a name. So this is beautiful what he says here. Sefer HaSheni. Why did I call it Ava? Sefer HaSheni. Ech lel boyam mitzvah shem tediras. These are the mitzvahs that are constant. Shenizdeveinu behem kedei leo v'samokim lezichro itomit. In other words, that nature of Ava, not that just, oh, I love it. But the real Ava is something, it's constant, it's non-stop. The mitzvahs of Sefer Ava, the mitzvahs, the daily mitzvahs. Kriyashma, we get up in the morning and go to sleep with the Kriyashma. Tefillah three times a day, tefillin, In the Makor, it was the concept, the entire day, brochus, 100 times a day, I'm interacting with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Mila Bechlolim, well, yes, Mila, he brings the Gemara, he brings the Beremes, the Gemara Menachos, the famous Gemara about David HaMelech. Shubib Sarayu Vahaskit Tomid B'shasha Ein Sham Loi Tfilin V'Loi Tzitzis Yisivim. So that's the idea of the mitzvah of the Sefer Ava is stage number two. I have a mind frame of love and desire for Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to make it real, it has to be a Keshu which is constant. And this, he gave us these special mitzvahs. We have Zman, that specific time, once a week, once a year, once a this, once a that, which is also wonderful. Also, the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. But the nature of Ava, there's a constant helgish interaction with the one I love so much. That's the sefer of Ava. And according to this, it's very beautiful, the pasuk that he mentioned also. In the beginning of Sefer Ava, he said, every second of the day, this is what I'm thinking about, this is what I'm talking about, this is behind my mind, whether I'm at work and I'm not learning, but it's something that's always in the back of my mind, I'm always connected to it. So now that pasuk, though he's saying the mitzvah of Havti Tarasech is Tam B'Toy, which he meant, he said in Madra. But the Ava Shebo is the fact that it's Kol HaYoyim Yisichosi, I'm constantly involved with it. That's the Sefer Ava. And like we mentioned, that which at the end of Sefer of Hilchas Tshuva, he brings the last part of Avos Hashem, that L'chayre is Enechanami. You have the basic mitzvah, which is a chiyuv on every member of Klal Yisrael to be mizboinen, not just to go with that life without thinking. Mizboinen, the wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have, and the wonderful relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Bria, and according to the Sefer, which he brings the Sefer Mitzvah through the Torah. And another thing is to sustain it, make it real, like we heard before. Every mitzvah I do is another, every Torah I do, every act I do is bringing to life that helgish of Av of Keshu that Kodesh Bov, not just something I'm doing without thinking. 100 times a day, 100 brachas a day. It's an amazing thing. Just pay attention a little bit how much Hashbor can have in us. And in Hilchos Teshuvah, Bemet, he's talking about the highest Madrega of Avodas Hashem. To say that this is a mitzvah chuyeves, this is a chiyuv that we have to, every Jew has to be oivet on this dark, it can't be, because the Rambam himself said that lav kol chacham zeichel is it. If it's a chiyuv, so it's coming out that right from Klal Yisrael are being oivet this mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give a mitzvah that average person can't be mekayim. But it is telling us that's included in the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem is the she'ifa, the aspiration to get to that dagger of the Met Avodas Hashem, Akdekav, that Strav Onish don't interest me at all. Shalom and Azakav and Pras, the Rambam's gifts is Bechlal. As far as I'm concerned, I don't need the Strav, because that's not what I'm doing it for. They said the Vilna Goyim once, there was no Esrogim around. And this one person had Esrog. He wasn't one to sell for all the money in the world. He finally said, I'm willing to give to Vilna Goyim, only on the condition that Vilna Gaon gives me all the schar for his mitzvah this year. So when the Vilna Gaon heard about it, he was so excited. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, this I can do. I'm mitzvah shaloyim and that's the kind of press. All the schar is going to him. I'm doing it because I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani kivas elikim litoy. That's what David HaMelech said. That's what we're all showing for. That's Avraham Avinu. So Mimele and the Chanani, that's why it brought the end of Tshuva, because when we're going at Tshuva to get back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Highest Madrega, that's brought Bifnei Atzmo. So basically what we're saying is that in Yisodei Torah, when he's describing the mitzvah, he's putting down the basic mitzvah, which is a choiv on every member of Klal Yisrael to be mizboinen, and constantly be mizboinen. And Sefer Ava, he's giving us the maisim, which sustain and make this Ava a real thing in the course of every day of our lives. And at the end of the Shul, he's bringing us the highest madrigas of Avra, which is that the chalal no cheshman of Shabbat Oynish, and don't just because emes with nei emes, and that's a tremendous non-stop desire and constant focus on my special cheshman, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, desire to deepen it more and more and more. Oh, I was supposed to answer my first question, so I'll just end with that. Abba and Yira, yeah. So what's it saying? Abba and Yira, Yira is less than Abba. So I think this is Sikh Yitzhak. There's some that rain say this terrace and Shachar is an emissary terrace. There are Kam Madregas of Yirik. There's the most basic Yira is Yira's Hayish. He's afraid he's going to get punished. There's a higher level of Yira, which is a Yira of HaRoimavos. He sees the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Yira, that's the Yira that the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Yisodei Torah. But they bring down, there's a higher level. Yirei Chet. See, Hashem brings that all the way on the top. That's, he has such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's constantly has a certain fear. I want to make sure I do it right. I'm not just going to be Yitzhak. Everything I want to do as best as possible. If a mitzvah that comes my way, I want it to be perfect. I do a chesed, I want to do it perfect. Because I have a year that I want that love between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in its most perfect form. And that's the chayyah, the pshat also by, we say by the Akedah. Ati dat ki reili kem ati. The Bris Kerov says, there's many perushim in the Nisayon of the Akedah. But I may not be saying accurately, but more or less what they say from the Bris Kerov is like this. By the Akedah, like we heard, it was very, very hard. And you saw in Avram Avinu, the Ish Chesed, suddenly has to shech the son. But Hashem was mitzvah. So how would the average person, how would the average Tzadik Hador do it? Yeah. He has now this mitzvah, and he has to work against his whole grade, his whole life, with Chesed and Rachman and this. So that you can imagine the whole time he's working on himself. This is the Ratzon Hashem. It's hard for me. I'm doing it anyway. He gets more and more and more and more excited. Then he gets to the mamish. He ties up a yitzchak and puts him on them. Takes the machelis. Takes the knife to shecht the son. The average tzaddik gadol. Joking around. But just if you just have avos Hashem, you just lose himself. Hashem wants it. I forget about everything. All of a sudden he has a malach. Wait a minute, just let me finish. And the game will be over. It will be only Ava. But if the Ava that has this purity, that I want to make sure 100% I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, I'm full of this excitement, I've been working the last few days, again, I'm all excited about doing something completely against my Ratzon just for Ava Hashem. And I'm ready to do the last act, and suddenly I hear a voice from Hashemayim, Avram Avram. If you have that yiras chet, means I want it to be perfect. If I hear a voice from Hashem, no matter how excited I am, I don't lose myself. I stop on that second, and that's what Avraham Avinu did. He was able to hold himself back in that second. That's that dog of yirat. So I'll call upon him. So that's what we spoke about today, about these four nekudas of Ava. And like I said, I'm not going to go into protein about Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But I think everybody sitting here could fit in all those four nekudas into the Rav himself. There's something about Ava, like we said, if it's Yira, you have the most powerful king in the world. If the king dies, it's finished. You knock down all the statues and you make a rebellion and finish it. Because there's nothing really between the people and the king. It's just the fear. And that's what it says, Yira, when there's no Yira, there's nothing left. Ava is eternal. Ava is eternal. And that's why the highest madrega of Avodas Hashem is Ava, because Avodas Hashem is something eternal. Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to see, and Oiv Hashem is Ava. Both starting from the Shah Bechina to the excitement of the Torah, to the excitement bring everybody else into the Torah, to doing things without cheshbonos, whether it looks good, doesn't look good. Constant, non-stop. It was mamish the bechina of Ava Ish Ketomid. Still mamish the last second. Such an Ava Azra that we weren't zeicha to have him anymore in this world. But Ava is something nitzchi. And that Ava that he had between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brought all of us into that Bris HaAva, that is eternal. And like I said before, he is with us. And our chelik of the Ava is to these nakudas of Ava that we saw by him, and made a change in our lives to continue doing that onwards for ourselves and for those around us and our families. Mitzvah Hashem, that'll be a Ilul and Shmosa.
Hey, we're done for that.